So what do I mean by ideology of class? Why is nonviolence education an ideology of class? Or unlearning any one of the various isms or localism? And I think we can see that they have much in common with forming tribe, forms of nationalism. So we could frame the question as, how is nationalism of the patriotic variety an ideology of class? In Unpacking Democracy, I wrote that an ideology makes something seem just that isn't. So what do all the ideologies of self-improvement unconsciously make seem just? I would argue the system, by planting the seed that the problem is us and that we can fix it, make the system work for us. I believe we cannot serve two masters. And so long as the state is in place and we cannot relate on our own terms to the all, then our efforts to find like-minded souls whose efforts are confined to self-perfection and mutual recognition are but efforts to improve our service to the state and the work, quote unquote, of making it great, quote unquote. But even more significant, perhaps, psychically, is how this false work makes us feel more powerful. Because to feel powerful is a deep need. And feel is the word relevant, because in reality, we are obedient. It was a terrible industrial accident, we were told by the BBC, but not a criminal act when a fertilizer plant blows up, killing and injuring upwards of 200. And so this so-called industrial accident killed or injured perhaps 10% of an entire town, the town of West Texas. Many more people die or are harmed, that would be all of us, by our obeisance to a so-called economy than ever die from so-called terrorists. But we, the people, aren't forming our own task forces to address it. We should call them ending power task forces globally. Now, there's a lot that should grow our anxious concern big enough to stop power in its tracks, including imminent ocean death and the obedience instilled in us, making us willing to do what we're told, put authentic thought on hold, as Schmedley Butler told us as this show was opening. What we have to start considering is that we do what we're told because we have no counter communication means in place, our own voices capable of challenging it. 700,000, did they say, stayed in their Boston homes all day? And this in a place which prides itself on doing it their own way? 700,000 on lockdown because a virtual child was on the loose. Now, I think this should worry us. If this doesn't show us we need our own networks and means of intercommunication, what will happen?